broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
It is a great day to be alive on this Monday. Kyle Bruston Northman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust alongside Wisconsin backer Kyle Wallace, Super Bowl 50 runner-up Brad Northman, and of course running the show is Alex Strofe, hot off Mr. Irrelevant. You, KBN Nation, at 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. List is more. Download the new ESPN Wisconsin app and listen anywhere. And see us on YouTube at ESP Milwaukee and at ESP in Madison. Everything's going to be all right, Kyle. Settle down, Kyle. You're going to be all right. Let Strofe do his business now. This guy's all up in your business, Strofe.
I told him I'd be cussing him out right now if he was...
If I was what, Kyle?
If you was a producer of my solo show, you'd be getting cussed out right now.
I'm the producer of your show. You can cuss
solo
me out.
Solo show. This one I can't because I need them to cuss you out too.
Oh, okay.
Majority rule.
This one matters less. Got it.
No, majority rule.
What did Strofe do?
He didn't start the YouTube stream within 20 seconds of the show.
Yeah, I mean, there's no show an hour before this one.
You know what's incredible?
He leaves his show at 12:35 and comes upstairs and contributes nothing, where he could have just made sure we were set up to ready to go. But he decided not to do that. He decided to lollygag.
I haven't heard the word lollygag in quite a while.
Well, that's what he was doing. He was lollygagging instead of making sure our show was ready.
Happy Monday, Alex Strofe.
If lollygagging was the correct word to use, maybe I'd give him some props. But he acts like I was just sitting here twiddling my thumbs.
I saw him writing up a title. I see the shared screen. I was like, all right, my man's working on it. He's going to get up. I have trust.
Should have been working at 153, not 203.
At 153, I was making sure we got everything to talk about Giannis once again, Kyle.
Oh, Kyle versus Strofe just heats up every
single
week.
You
want to
know what happened, actually? I was gonna be the bigger person tonight, Benny. I was going to be the bigger person.
What happened,
Kyle? What happened yesterday on Sunday Karma? What was the very first thing you said on the air yesterday?
Ooh.
You said, hey, Craig, Mr. CEO, Strofe yelled at Homer this week.
You snitched on him.
You tattled on me at 10:01 a.m. yesterday.
I think one of us said something disrespectful during that moment, and then
so
I decided to
carrying over
continue
your Sunday
over the
conversation
disrespect.
On Sunday Karma, 10 to noon across the East of Wisconsin, to 2 o'clock.
That's not you. That's him.
Brad and I don't want to deal with this, but you're yelling at him, and he's yelling at you. Like, Get over it. Grow up.
I'm yelling at him because our stream wasn't going. He's trying to bring up something from over 24 hours ago. I didn't even know he was bothered by it.
Did anything prompt bringing up that Homer was insulted by Strofe?
Yeah, something did. I don't know.
Homer wasn't insulted by Strofe. Kyle shouldn't have brought it up anyways.
Actually,
Homer's actually mad at Kyle for telling
him
how to think.
I think he told Craig that as well, but it was just Craig really didn't like that. He kind of like, oh. He didn't like that Strofe disrespected Homer like that.
But he didn't disrespect Homer. Homer himself said he did not disrespect him.
Homer don't know what disrespect is no more. You don't know left from right, up from down.
You watch your mouth, old man.
It was a good moment, I'm not gonna lie. Although it would be better.
Benny's team Strofe did it. I love
it.
It
would be better if you had not stayed up all night worrying if he was gonna be mad at you. If you stood on it and knew that you were gonna be okay. But I will also take blame because when you'd said it, I knew it didn't bother Homer, but you know me. After the show, I was like, man, I can't believe he said that to Homer.
Actually, speaking of which, I guess what Kyle did isn't that bad because you did the same thing.
I sure did.
His was worse.
He went straight to GM Greg Stiles. You'll never believe what Strofe said.
And that's what really got in Strofe's head right there. Strofe was really messed up after that because Greg was like, what?
Yeah, he did that? Speaking of which, there's no speaking of which in this one. 800-990-3776. Matt and Racine chimes in. Karen Kyle at it again. 20 whole seconds. Boo-hoo. It's not a big deal. Get over with. You're not a better producer in the first place.
Wow. Yes,
that's true. That's true. I give him that. That's true.
I think Matt and Racine ended that conversation perfectly.
Sorry,
Thank you, Matt.
Sorry I hold people to high standards.
Wow. Start holding yourself to a high standard,
yeah,
bud.
Hey, look internally first, Kyle, before you start shooting shots at everyone.
I follow the standards that are set by Craig.
How quickly did you put on the YouTube stream?
Pretty quickly.
Pretty quickly.
Oh, the one that struggles is the Madison one because
I
had to get a stream key.
I can't wait to go to Sunday Karma on YouTube and go through all the starts of Sunday Karma, and it's going to be like, 3 minutes into the show.
No. Didn't have my camera on yesterday for like the first three segments.
That's a lie.
He didn't say you a lie. He said that's a lie.
That's a lie. I'm going to say that's a lie.
Yeah, because he's now thinking back. Did I do it right?
So maybe make sure
your own house is cleaned up before you start telling
other
people to clean up their
house. Honestly,
it's
the ESPN Madison stream that gets me because I have to get the
stream
key
from
them. And so then
now you're not taking accountability. You could have reached out and say, hey, I need this stream key.
No, I do.
Not early enough. Not as early enough as you tried getting at Strofe. I can't believe I'm Team Strofe right now. Yeah, what's going on?
I don't know.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it
is awesome. Earlier this morning, Shyam Charania of ESPN was on Get Up, and Greeny acted like this was a bombshell of news. And here's why it's not a bombshell of news. It's something we've all known and been talking about here for three straight weeks. It's one of my favorite clips from Giannis when he sat down with his brother Thanasis on Thanalysis Show, and he talked about what's most important to him moving forward. First, we're going to go to Shams and his report. Then we're going to rewind the clock and say, hey, you know what? This isn't new.
We've known over the last several years, Giannis Antetokounmpo has been very open-minded about at least expressing that he is going to explore options because his goal is to win a championship. He said it over the years that my goal, I only want to win and compete for rings. He said it on his brother Tanasi's podcast last month that if I don't retire, if I retire without winning a second championship, he's not going to be able to essentially sleep at night. And so if that's his goal, what is that best long-term fit?
Spit it out, Shyam. Spit it out, man.
Yeah, you stutter when you make stuff up.
But I will say, we know that it was like the championship that he wants to do that. He's like Shyam said, like that is his goal for the remainder part of his career, win a second championship. But isn't this the first time it's been publicly reported that he's open to doing that with another franchise?
No. It was no one said anything about another franchise. He's literally he mentioned Thanalysis Show. This is the clip from Thanalysis Show. Do you hear Giannis in this clip say anything about doing it with another franchise? He just says what his goal is.
I love the championship one. I love the run. I love the people that we were together, the people that we won it with. I love how it played out, being down 2-0, me getting hurt, Chris going crazy, Drew doing his thing, Bobby now playing against Brooklyn, then coming against Atlanta, the Hawks, and killing them. I love all that, but that's in the past. And the way you won then, that's not the way you're going to win in the future, right? So that's in the past. Now we just got to create some new memories. So yeah, I'm trying to win a second ring, man. I really believe it. And I'll say this here, this is one of my goals. Like, everybody plays to win, but like me not having a second championship, like I look at back at my career and everybody can say, oh, he had an incredible career, active Hall of Famer, first ballot, whatever. But like me, my personal goal, like if I'm not able to help my team win a second ring, like I'm letting down myself.
That was Giannis Antetokounmpo on the Thanalysis Show, and I believe, with pretty good certainty, that is the clip that Shams was referencing about Giannis wanting to win a second championship. Being open-minded is nothing new if you're somebody who wants to win a championship. Giannis contemplated retirement. He was open-minded about doing that. Giannis won a championship. And since then, I guarantee if they didn't make a trade to bring Damian Lillard in or do something differently if they felt the franchise wasn't going in the way that Giannis hoped, then he would still be open-minded. And he should be open-minded because that's what all human beings are. We would be stupid not to be open-minded to all the different possibilities to reach our goals. Now, it's up to Giannis to decide if the Milwaukee Bucks give him that best chance to win a second championship. It's not up to us, it's up to Giannis. Now, if you want to take Shams' report as he's looking at other teams? You can. You could also listen to that clip strictly from Giannis 3 weeks ago, because this isn't the first time he publicly said something like this, because it was 3 weeks ago. We've discussed this clip at length. Now, if you think that Shams reporting it on the day of the lottery, the NBA lottery, changes things in your mind, I'm open to hearing you out, because it is a potential possibility that something could happen tonight that would entice the Milwaukee Bucks or Giannis to do something. But we don't know until that happens.
I don't know. It feels different this time. Something about this feels different. I know Giannis
You also woke up and said you're going to give the defensive line, the Green Bay Packers, another free pass. So.
Anything can happen, boys. I did say that, and I still believe that. One more year, at least six games for the Packers D-line. I'm giving them that to prove that they can do it. But regardless of that, this feels a little bit different. This team is getting older. This team is pushing up against the cap. No longer do we look at this and say, oh, I see a viable path in the short to medium term for the Milwaukee Bucks to win a championship or be championship contenders. If we see that, then certainly Giannis sees it. So even though who knows what the sources are that Shams was talking to, if it was just Giannis on the Thanalysis show, that's not a whole lot. Maybe there is more, maybe there isn't. But it just seems like this is the time where everything's coming together, where the future has never been darker or more murky for the Milwaukee Bucks. And Giannis, looking at the rest of his peak prime years, he's wondering, when am I going to win that next championship? And there is something in that clip that I never noticed the first time around, but I just noticed it. He said, the way you won the first one isn't going to be the way you win the second one. Could he be talking about team?
What are you trying to do? Are you trying to be Shams?
Think about it.
Breaking news. Giannis may not want to be with the Bucks as the team he wants to win a championship with.
The way you won the first one isn't going to be the way you're going to win the second one.
That's every championship season, Brad.
I don't know.
No, Brad, I think you're looking way too deep into this one.
I don't know, guys. It could be a whole lot of things.
I'm disappointed in Brad today. Now you're.
I'm just saying that, listen. If you're Giannis,
you're putting your own feelings into Giannis right now.
If you're Giannis, you want to stay with the Bucks?
If I'm Giannis, do I want to stay with the Bucks? Giannis is loyal, but in reality, when I look at this team around me, as you said, it's getting dark for the future. You lost Chris Middleton, and you saw Chris Middleton go from the player that he put the team on his back in 2021 to help get you past the Atlanta Hawks to a guy that couldn't really be on the court too often, couldn't play defense because his body was falling apart. You moved on from him. You look at a Damian Lillard. He's not the same Damian Lillard you saw 3-4 years ago. He's a Damian Lillard that constantly injured, having little nagging injuries because he's getting up there in age.
You got to add in he had those nagging, but now he's out for the entire year with Achilles.
And so realistically, when you look around at this potential roster and the turnover this roster is going to undergo this offseason, then also next offseason, Giannis can't look to the future and say, I know I'm going to have these guys with me for the next 4 to 5 years. He doesn't have that. When Giannis came up, he knew he had Chris, right? He understood that they brought in Drew, so he had Drew Holiday, so he could see a future with who was going to be his running mates. He has no running mates right now. So if I'm Giannis, I would be open-minded to what my possibilities could be, because at the end of the day, he has given Milwaukee everything that we could ask for. Everything we can ask for. And sometimes at a certain point, you have to move on and go to that next chapter. And unfortunately, the Milwaukee Bucks have not done a good enough job to make sure that that next chapter will be with the Milwaukee Bucks, because they haven't successfully swung for the fences and hit.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, doing a good enough job to me is different than it working out, because like they have.
If it doesn't work out, it's not a good job.
I know, but like they took swings.
Yeah, you struck out. A lot of people take swings.
But they took good swings and swings they needed to do to keep Giannis happy.
And it did not work out. John Horst did not put together a good enough roster. And then on top of that, guys just didn't stay healthy enough for the Milwaukee Bucks to win, right?
I think a lot of people coming at Brad right now on the Carbless Talk and Text Line. James the Postman, which I felt this, James. Come on now. The only reason this feels different to Brad is because Shams is reporting it. James the Postman.
Man, I've been on these airwaves saying that we should die with Giannis. But this feels different. This feels different.
Okay, then are you putting your stamp today on you don't believe that Giannis is going to be here?
I don't think he will.
You don't think Giannis
will be here?
I
want him to stay, but I don't think he will.
So you think this offseason he's gone?
I don't know about this offseason, but I don't think he finished his career.
No, okay, I can see that. I think this offseason Giannis ends up staying with the Milwaukee Bucks simply because of the fact that he's gonna, knowing Giannis and his loyalty, he's gonna think, okay, Dame will be back in the 2026 season. So then when Dame comes back, we'll have some, you know, some cap space. So he's very optimistic when it comes to the Milwaukee Bucks. I don't think he would actually go into John Horst's office and say, I want to move on. I want to be traded. So with that being said, I think Giannis is still going to be a Milwaukee Buck, even though it may not be in his best interest.
All right, so here's what we do then. I have something on my sheet of paper. Strofe will be taking notes as well. We need to give Giannis a pros and cons list. When you make big decisions, I don't know, it could be a job, it could be recruitment. I know I did this when I was being recruited for all the different schools.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, you didn't know that?
I guess I didn't know you did an actual one, because I've always been an actual one, right? Like when I moved from Madison to Milwaukee, I did it. Yeah.
Pros and cons.
An actual list.
And if you truly don't want to, if you truly believe he's going to be here, I do think that Brad can have that take, because there's reasons. As Kyle just mentioned, as Brad just mentioned, the cap, Damian Lillard, the team's different. He wants to win a second championship. So if that, give me the pros as to why Giannis should stay. And give me the cons. If you don't think he should stay, give me the pros and cons.
If I'm Giannis.
If you are Giannis, you are doing this as Giannis. You are making a pros and cons list for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Pro, staying in Milwaukee. Con, leaving Milwaukee. 800-990-3776, the Carbless Talking text line. Pros and cons list. I see our guys are getting writing. Get your thinking caps brewing, KBN Nation. More, Kyle Bruston-Ortman. Pros and cons list. Hey, next.
And the way you won then, that's not the way you're going to win in the future, right? So,
this is Kyle Bruston-Ortman, KBN.
Yeah, see, the thing about me is, I like,
you like crazy.
I like crazy. I like a little excitement in my life. I like a little bit of drama.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
All right, folks. Do this, don't do that. A lot of people are saying this is the 10th year in a row of this. He's not leaving. Wake up. That's from Dumpy in West Bend. A lot of people pointing to loyalty. Brad says this feels different. If you heard the clip from Giannis himself, he wants to win a second championship. That's a personal goal for him. A personal goal for him. So you do have to take into account, if Giannis doesn't believe he can do that in Milwaukee, that has got to be part of his pros and cons list, which we will do here on Kyle Bruston-Ortman for Giannis. We'll just do it for Giannis. Pros and cons list for Giannis. And UKBN Nation on Kyle Bruston-Ortman can chime in, 800-990-3776. Or on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee or at ESPN Madison. We can send it around the horn. Anyone that wanna, doesn't have to be all at once now.
Well, should we do one at a time and stick to one side and then we shift to the other one, we go one at a time until we have elapsed our list? How do you want to do this?
I probably just go through my full list.
Oh, wow. Just take
chicken,
them all?
My chicken scratches.
Oh.
You just want to take all?
My pros and cons. We'll go through pros and
cons.
Oh,
I thought you said your whole list. That would make it seem like your whole pros and cons.
No,
we'll start
no,
with pros,
no.
Kyle.
No,
give
no,
us your pros.
We'll have Brad go first, just in case.
I'll do a pro.
Jeez,
you do
guys,
a pro.
Guys, this isn't that hard.
Fine.
Okay, I'll
give
do
me your pros, Kyle.
I'll give my whole pro.
Go for it.
The first pro is this, Giannis. Listen. The money good here in Milwaukee. That dollar stretches. It stretches good. It ain't like New York. It's so expensive.
So your first pro is the local economy?
Listen, the money good. That big house he got that he probably paid $1.5 million for, that's a $10 million house in California. The money stretches. All the $1 million stretch good here in Milwaukee. And then on top of that, listen, Giannis, you're loyal. The loyalty's here. That's what it is. You're loyal here to Milwaukee. We are loyal to you. You gotta love that. Your family's been here. We made you a child of the city. We brought the Antetokounmpos here. Some of them went to Dominican High School. Some of them went to USM. You are part of what we are here. And then you can be like Kobe. You can be like Kobe, you can be like Tim Duncan, but you can be like the guys that stayed with one team forever. You can be like Dirk Nowitzki. You can be like them all. You can be in a special exclusive class of guys that not only won championships with their teams, but only stayed with one team. And that's it.
Bradley Ortman.
Well, I've got some of the ones that Kyle won't repeat those. Two that I have are a little bit different. And this one is what you just said, but his brand, right? The Antetokounmpo, the Giannis Antetokounmpo brand matters. And part of his brand is being different than other superstars. Other superstars, they will go chase the ring. They will hop teams. They will join forces. That is not Giannis. That is not his brand. So consistently with his brand. The other thing is off-court opportunities. I truly believe that staying a Buck will forever have him linked with the state of Wisconsin and Milwaukee. But if you start jumping teams, it waters down the connection with each team. Look at Kevin Durant. I mean, Kevin Durant has like really no real association with many teams. I think when you stick with a team, it increases your off-field post-career off-field opportunities.
Off court.
Sorry, I'm thinking football.
Can anybody else realize that none of this had to do with the product on the basketball court?
Yeah. Giannis, please think with me.
Well, what's your pro? Anybody got pro?
I got one more that is basketball related.
Okay, what is it? Oh, his brother can be around. The Nassis.
That's not what I was going to say, but true.
He might sign elsewhere. The different team.
I don't know if he's going to get the quasi GM ability elsewhere like he's had in Milwaukee.
Maybe true.
You think he's at GM? I mean, he forced him to keep Chris Middleton, which turned out to be terrible for
him.
Then
he's partially to blame for the product.
He is. Oh, so Brad, continuing his stance of blaming Giannis and wanting him gone.
I don't want him gone at all.
Making us re-sign. I shouldn't say making. I don't know if that's true. But him probably having an influence in Chris Middleton, his boy staying, hurt the Bucks.
And honestly, if Chris Middleton would have stayed healthy, maybe they could have
Chris Middleton wasn't healthy when he signed the agreement. Hmm.
Ben, did we miss any?
No, you just about covered it. Home is where the heart is.
Yeah, that's
powerful. It's written on a pillow somewhere.
Can make the most money.
Yeah, cha-ching, baby, cha-ching. Yeah. Because, you know, it's a difference between $175 million and $155 million. I mean,
can bring a second championship to the city in his tenure, which would be obviously the third ever. Now, to me, that's cool. Right? To us, that's cool.
Can he, though?
Yes. He still can't. I mean,
we know he can.
Based off his age, and if he were to stay here a longer period of time, he can't do it next year. But if he were to commit to Milwaukee and stay here longer and not ponder options and not leave, then yeah, I really do believe. I mean, they literally took the Pacers into a game in which they would have had him back home in game six, and the Pacers look like they're going to walk their way to the Eastern Conference Finals. So you can re-legislate how close the...
We lost to the team that may go to the finals again, Giannis.
Yeah, but Ben, you ridiculed us for not only for me thinking they can win a championship this year, but even you did not go on the same bet with us that they can win one series. So this iteration of this team can't do it. They'd have to reset.
According to Ben.
Reset with Giannis.
Here's what I need, because a lot of people want to yell and scream, but nobody's providing the on-court basketball solution.
It's because it's hard.
It's because it's not a very easy pitch right now.
Yeah, I know.
That's right on the cons list. But the keywords.
Right now.
But he'd have to wait, what, at least a year, maybe two, before there's a glimmer of hope?
I would say a year. He'd have to go through this year, and they'd have to trade Dame for even more assets or things
Dame
they can do.
Dame ain't worth too much a year.
Get a couple of those second-rounders back?
It's worth than anything he will do on the floor after an Achilles at that age.
Oh, it's just long we don't find ourselves in the predicament that we did with Chris Middleton, where we had to dump Chris Middleton's contract and give up a potential asset and get Kyle Kuzma.
As Chef Ed chimes in with this, again, I'm just going to read his pros. The pros, in his heart, he loves Milwaukee and the things the Bucks have done for him and his family.
That's true, too.
No. This is trash. I'm telling you this right now. Brad, when you got recruited to Wisconsin was 1-11 football program. Would you give a damn about you being from Wisconsin?
No.
Exactly.
Joe in Milwaukee, you're on the Carbless Talk and text line 800-990-3776. You got a pro here for Giannis staying in Milwaukee?
Yeah, the pro is this, gentlemen. You will never, ever, it's the WWE line here, ever draft another player like him again. It ain't happening.
Now I agree with you, but we're doing this as if we were making a list
Didn't
for Giannis
to draft today. Kareem?
Yeah, but that was
50 years
ago. Yeah.
Oh, you said never. Ever.
Okay. It's a point taken.
I'm thinking more about Ben's, right? He can get a second championship. If he were to get a second championship in Wisconsin, he would go down as probably the greatest, not just Milwaukee Buck, Wisconsin superstar. He'd be more than Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers. Those guys have one championship
each.
Do we
not realize his legacy is already cemented? Like, it's
debatable.
Well, it's debatable. He himself wants a second championship because he said there's a lot of people with one.
Right now, one could debate Giannis, Rodgers, Favre, Bart Starr, Lombardi. If Giannis wins a second for the Bucks, there's no conversation.
Yeah.
There's no conversation.
Yeah, I mean, he's already in a conversation that very few are in.
For sure. He's Mount Rushmore, but he would be a single statue.
Sure. If you say
I'm just coming up with ideas, Kyle.
No, I mean,
shoot him down. No, this is brainstorm.
Yeah, the brainstorm sucks. Are you taking this job? Are you taking the job, Strophy? If these are all the pros, would you stay with the Bucks?
We haven't gotten the cons.
Well, I've heard zero cons, so yeah, I'm taking the job.
It's all very pro.
When we come back, I hate to do this, the cons. It's the pros and cons list that we're writing for Giannis Antetokounmpo as to why he should stay a Milwaukee Buck. Now, whether or not these pros outweigh the cons of, you know, what is going to be a lengthier list, you have something you want to add there, Strophy?
I was just going to recap our pros real quick. Because it's not a great list. I'm going to be honest with you. We have the following.
It's the best list we can come up with.
The local economy and money stretches from Kyle Wallace.
Such a good way to start.
Giannis like his money.
That's a money mindset man right there, Kyle Wallace.
Number two is loyalty from Kyle Wallace. Number three from Kyle Wallace, be like Kobe, Tim Duncan, Dirk Nowitzki, Steph Curry, etc. Brad chimes in with his brand and the Milwaukee connection. I chimed in with quasi-GM, and Ben added he can be the leader on another championship team.
A second championship, which led to the Brad conversation of putting him ahead of all other one champion figures in Wisconsin sports. Brewers haven't won one. The basketball team of the Badgers haven't won one since 1941. Marquette hasn't won one since the 70s. You have the Packers haven't won one since 2010. That was Rodgers. Then you had Favre in 96. Am I missing anybody?
No.
Milwaukee Wave. Keith Tozer had a nice run.
And I don't know who that is.
Don't know who Keith Tozer is?
We don't. And we're going to go to the
cons. You know who Keith Tozer is. Yeah. You're Milwaukee boys
youngsters,
know it.
Yes. Well,
Milwaukee County, suburbs.
How long ago was that?
I'm mostly just
upset.
Might
have been pooping yourself.
Because a lot of people get mad at this conversation. They're like, he's not going anywhere. We do this all the time. This is something that we talk about all the time. But when I ask for pros, I get crickets. When I play the potential clip from Giannis of him wanting a second championship and it being a goal for him, don't you need the on-court more than the off-the-court in order to achieve the personal goal? Like, that's where it's hard for me. This thing's hard. I don't like this. Need more pros from KBN Nation. Cons are next on Giannis.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
I'm not Mr. Education. I think that's very clear.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm not anti-education. I'm not very educated. And is that fair?
That's fair.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Whether you're about to graduate high school or have been in a...
I've got some happiness.
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman hanging with you on a Monday. Kyle Bresson-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin with Strofe running the show. Coming up with a pros and cons list for Giannis, who's everywhere I look. I look up on the TV. There he is. NBA jump. There it is. Twitter. There it is. This morning when I wake up, get up. There it is. And Sportsman Like, there it is. Giannis is everywhere because Shams reported that he is open-minded to the idea of moving on. I'm not going to lie. During the break, I had some self-reflection. I hate that pros and cons list that we came up with because we just came up with pros and the pros had nothing to do with basketball.
Hey, sometimes that's what it is. That's how you know. You make a pros and cons list so you can make a decision. And, I mean, you may hate all the pros we have made, but it might be telling of what Giannis is doing right now with his family.
Well, should we see what the cons look like? Because maybe they're not as bad.
We'll do that
in
a second. Let's go to Leroy in Milwaukee. Leroy, you're up on the Carbless Talking text line. How you doing, Leroy?
You don't want to know, Ben.
What's going on?
Kyle, KBN Nation, Kyle Brush and Norman, y'all. I love y'all. I listen to y'all every day at work.
Love you too, brother.
Brush, you know, we go way back.
Way,
like
way.
Two flat tires on a cart. Flat Cadillac.
Mm-hmm.
But my heart is hurting because we finna lose him. I feel it.
We don't know that, Leroy. We don't know that for sure.
I'm trying. Ben, you could tell Josh, and you'll know I'm a forever Scalzo. I love you guys. But I'm hurt, man. I feel it.
Don't grieve yet, Leroy.
I don't
want to
lose.
Leroy, don't grieve yet. Do not grieve until something is real. Just because Shams came out with this today doesn't mean anything's changed in the last 3 weeks.
Leroy, can I just tell you?
I understand that, Ben. I understand that. But I'm hurt, man.
We all hurt. This hurts to hear.
We got to be open-minded to change.
We got to be, if he's going to be open-minded in this relationship, if yo significant other is open-minded, then you need to be open-minded. Doesn't mean that y'all got to get rid of each other. Maybe it means you got to go to a little bit of counseling, got to have some conversations. But as Bucks fans,
true,
we should definitely be
true,
open-minded and mentally
true,
and physically prepare
true,
ourselves for Giannis leaving. But do know Giannis gave us some of his best years, and that's what we can hang
on. But Kyle, you're talking
about Leroy, we love you.
Thank you, Leroy.
I don't like the way you ended that.
Kyle, you're talking about Giannis being open-minded. Well, if he's being open-minded, then we need to be open-minded. This is like...
Can I ask a question quick?
Of course.
Leroy said, we go way back like two flat tires on a Cadillac, and Brad just casually said, powerful. Brad, what does that mean?
Two flat tires on a Cadillac. One can only assume that... That reflects that those tires have worn themselves out to the brim. Mm-hmm. The tread is gone, and they have flattened out. You know those two tires have been through a lot of mileage together. Therefore, if you go way back, like two flat tires on a Cadillac, then you go way back. Because a Cadillac can put some miles now.
Yeah, two flats on the Cadillac. That's what it is. He go way back, him and Ben Bruss.
I'm not going to lie, he hurt my heart.
Yeah, I mean...
That was sad.
It's a reality we all have to face.
Send it to Giannis. Send it to Giannis.
Oh, yeah, tag him on social.
Oh, good idea. We know Giannis has a heart, so this might also continue to...
Replay that call with Leroy on Twitter at KBNESPN.
Then just tag Giannis.
Tag Giannis, Thanasis, Thanalysis Show.
Yeah.
This cannot happen. This is the impact you would have. Play to the emotions of one Giannis Antetokounmpo.
We love you, Yanni.
Yanni,
we love you, Yanni.
We can't live without you.
No, we can't. We can't.
Was I right about the tires?
Yeah, thing? I would say you're right. Yeah, yeah.
Does anybody know what that means? Like,
I've
literally?
Heard the saying. I also heard the saying.
I've never heard that.
Really? We go.
So
we go back
mean?
Like an old man hairline. You ever heard that?
Say
one?
Say that again.
We go back like an old man hairline.
That,
like
that, just, that one speaks go, for itself.
That means you go way back, like two flats on a Cadillac.
Two flats on a Cadillac.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. Very beautiful. I'm shocked you never heard it before.
Never heard that before.
What do y'all say?
I learned so much through KBN and KBN Nation.
I learned that.
I'm still thankful.
I really learned that communities have their own little stuff going on inside of it, and other communities have no idea. It's crazy.
Well, we all have our own
dialect. Oh,
over to the KBN Sports Desk. I think Leroy chimed back in to talk to Strofe separately.
Leroy just called me. He said, I love you guys. I listen to you every day. I'm hearing you right now. Tag it, tag it, tag it, tag it. I'm hanging up, tag it.
And he hung up. Seriously. I want Giannis to know the pain that Leroy will go through. This is it. Giannis didn't even leave, and I thought we had like a 30-year marriage breakup call on KBN.
But the problem is, fellas, it's not because of Giannis. It's because of us. It's because of the Milwaukee Bucks. That's the sad part about it. We all, in reality, we look at this Bucks roster and we know that we haven't been a good enough partner.
Oh,
we've tried, but
you
we just
came
can't
to
get
that
it
realization.
Right.
You didn't think of that before the playoffs?
Because it's like the open-minded phrase, right? What does open-minded mean? In a relationship, that's like you look at your significant other. In the past, you would never open up the DMs. Never. But the relationship, and the chick on the other side, she's getting a little crazy. Not a bright future. Now, you're opening them up.
Dirty you're D, Diana McGuanago, you're up on the Carbless Talking text line. Happy Monday, Dirty D.
Happy D. I got my prize pack, Strom. I was pleasantly surprised. I do need to ask you guys, though, if you have any recommendations on which good pizzas to get.
That's pretty easy. I mean, it's the Screaming Sicilian brands. Guys?
Oh, my. I mean, yeah, I love Holy Pepper.
Guys, you know how we had the Cheez-It pizza?
Yeah, I sent it to some folks.
I went for Friday, Frozen Pizza Friday at the Brust household. I already had three in my freezer. I had a tavern style, a boss hog, and a stuffed crust.
Yeah.
I went to the store and I got a Cheez-It.
Oh, did you eat it?
Yes, we had it.
Yeah.
It was
what
so good.
What a fiance.
It's a revelation.
Apparently, she got a slice upstairs.
Oh, wow. Oh,
and we
wow.
had it on Thursday.
As she should.
Diana, any Palermo's pizza brand, neighborhood, Connie's, Urban Pie, but the Screaming Sicilian, so screaming good, you should taste what all that screaming is about.
Do they have anything with just like a cheese and pepperoni? I have a daughter with Holy
Pepperoni. Oh. They got the Bessie's Revenge, which is a four cheese. Diana, they have it all. Trust me. Go to your local grocer, look for Palermo's, and that will get it done. Ben Bruss,
okay,
Kyle Walsh.
Oh,
okay.
You. Hey.
Yeah, get him in line, Dirty D.
Tell him, Dirty D.
No, he does this to me all the time. He never lets me finish, and he hangs up on me. Where are these people that are writing this stuff and this speculation? Where are they getting this information from that they're putting stuff out there like this? Because
it's a good point by Diana.
Strokes just took you off the air, not me.
I must say, I have wondered all day, what exactly does open-minded mean? Because if I do say so myself, I like to think I'm a pretty open-minded individual. I'm not really certain on what the open-minded report we've learned today from Shams Charania even means, Bradley.
It doesn't mean anything other than what we already know.
Think about when something's open. Open door. Mm-hmm. Open roofs, mm-hmm. open businesses, mm-hmm. an open window, like Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Things get in. When something's open, things get in. When things are closed, they don't get in. What's getting in to Giannis's mind right now is the question, because it was never open in the past, but now it's open and things can get in.
Didn't Giannis say in the past on like a podcast overseas that he would be willing to go somewhere else?
No.
He also said they'd have to kick him out of Milwaukee.
Drag him out of Milwaukee.
He said a lot of things, fellas.
He's open to be
An open book.
An open book. Open enrollment.
I utilized that once in my life.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Finally off the parents' insurance.
Closed off. The opposite.
Of open-minded?
Yeah.
This is stupid.
Did we learn anything?
No.
It is stupid. I'm just going to tell you this right now. No shot at Shams. He's an excellent reporter. But Shams is just, he's just grasping at straws.
Guys, it's the day of the lottery.
Yeah, it's just.
It's the day of the lottery. And Brad's falling for it.
Isn't he the foremost voice in NBA Insider right now?
Yeah, but he has a boss. And the boss said, we need to drub up some type of talking points today. And the talking point today is Giannis Antetokounmpo.
So Giannis is not interested in listening to any other thing. He is committed to being a Buck for sure, closed-minded.
Well, what I'm saying is this is probably not the first time he has been open-minded. Giannis was probably open-minded back in 2023 before he signed his contract extension with the Milwaukee Bucks, as the Milwaukee Bucks then put together a championship team about potentially leaving. I don't think it's a coincidence that he signed with the Bucks after the Bucks traded for Dame Lillard. He closed that controversy back then. I'm just saying, hey, I'm reporting Giannis is open-minded leaving the Bucks.
The problem
Tell us about Carbless right now.
Well, I'm going to need one after tonight.
Open up.
A Carbless. I see what you did there, Ben. Open a Carbless. You know that's what I'm doing, KBN Nation, because they have all the things that I love. It's low carbonation, zero sugar, zero gluten, and zero carbs. 100 calories per can, and so many flavors to love, like the Tropical Bliss Variety Pack and the Mango. But here, you got to listen to this. Carbless is trying to open up AmFam to you. They are giving away a sweet night at the ballpark. Thank you to Carbless and ESPN Wisconsin. Here's what you got to do. Go to your local grocer. That's what I do. That's where I get my Carbless, is my local grocer. You got to scan that QR code at the retailer with Carbless, and you can get a chance to win a sweet night at the ballpark. 14 game tickets. 6 parking passes, free food and drinks, plenty of Carbless for that night, and a luxury suite at American Family Field. The giveaway ends on May 31st, so don't miss your shot. Pick up that Carbless, a couple cases if you're like me, and scan that QR code for your chance to win the sweet night at the ballpark. Carbless just keeps on opening up the summer for good times, because this is more with Carbless.
I actually believe I agree with Ron and the Key on something. I'll tell you what that is next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Thing that's ever happened to you from a breakup?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, no.
I don't want to talk about
you
it.
You brought it, so I had to ask.
I ain't gonna put my old shorties on blast. But
why not? They're old shorties.
I've had some old shorties.
Yeah.
My parents listen to this show. I don't want my parents to know the craziness that I've dealt with that they son been a part of.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Together, we could be good together.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman. UKBN Nation at 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless talking text line with Strophy running the show. I hate this, guys. I do believe that Giannis will be a Milwaukee Buck. I truly do in my heart of hearts. I believe that this is a lot of noise because it is the NBA lottery tonight, and there's a 6% chance the Spurs get the first pick, a less than 4% chance that the Houston Rockets get the first pick, and those are the two teams that would have something formidable to offer the Milwaukee Bucks, but the Bucks aren't going to care about any of that unless their superstar Giannis goes to them and says, hey, I don't want to be here. They're not going to trade Giannis if he doesn't say, I want to be traded. So ultimately what it comes down to is Giannis ultimately going to get to the point of saying, I want to be traded? And I just have a hard time thinking that he will. And maybe that's blind. Maybe that's just based off pure loyalty that Giannis has showed and believing in what he's continued to show, his actions over his words, because his words have never said, I don't want to be here. And until Giannis says, I don't want to be a Milwaukee, I am going to operate every day as he is going to be a Milwaukee Buck.
I do think Giannis should apply some pressure to the Milwaukee Bucks organization and try to say, listen, we got to figure this thing out. Like, what are we going to do? We have to figure out our direction, because the direction before was just be competitive. Let's just try to get as many veterans around Giannis. Let's build this team around Giannis so we can kind of win the championship. That formula has not breeded any type of success. So at this point now, he needs to go to the Bucks brass and needs to say, hey, John Horst, we need to figure out what is the next 3 years going to look like. Are we going to try to bring in some more veterans to see if we catch lightning in a bottle? Or are we going to try to just have my second act where we bring in some young players and we try to develop some young guys around me so now I'm the leader of a young core? That's what the Milwaukee Bucks have to figure out, because right now what they've tried since we won that championship in 2021, it just has not
worked. It's put them in this spot where it has us going through a pros and cons list, and the pros have nothing to do with the future product on the floor.
And injuries suck, but at a certain point, it was John Horst. It was his job to try to figure out how can we build for the future. Unfortunately, nothing he has done has truly worked out successfully, because we have not won a championship. I know Giannis hates the word failure, but to me, the Bucks, they failed in their mission to win a championship. So now we need to see if we're going to dust ourselves off and figure out the new road forward.
The pro from Ron and the Key is about legacy. I don't know if that's on the court, though. Partially it is, because he talks about LeBron dragging the teams in Cleveland to the finals, then leaving. We can always talk about KD going to Golden State, but like, he's got 3 championships, I believe.
Yeah.
Does anybody look at him differently now?
Or KD? Do you look,
yeah.
Well, having 3 championships, I'd say, ascends him on the greatest of all time list, as opposed to 1 or 0.
Exactly. Which is why this is hard, and where Giannis is at in his age and how long he's been in Milwaukee, because if he does end up saying, again, I'm going under the assumption that until he says, I don't want to be here, that he's going to be here, that if he does go somewhere, he can potentially have a better chance of elevating his overall legacy.
You bringing up KD is actually a great narrative and a story of the grass isn't always greener on the other side, because KD went to a place in Brooklyn where the grass was not greener for him and he didn't win a championship. Now he's down in Phoenix, and this team was abysmal this past year. They fired their coach again, and they're going to be picking in the lottery, and they only have that pick. So that team, they don't know what direction they're going in. And so, yes, something that Giannis should realize is that Dame came here and Dame found out that the grass isn't always greener when he left Portland. Granted, you know, he had more of an opportunity to try to win. It did not work out. For Giannis, those could be stories for him to see. You know what? I could try to go somewhere and form another team, but the grass may not be greener somewhere else. So you better dancing with the devil you know than the devil you don't know.
But the hard part is Giannis should be considered a top 15 player of all time. That's just my opinion. He won't unless he gets a second championship. It's a shame, but it's just the way that the formula works out. You got to have multiple titles if you want to be in that conversation. So if he doesn't get it, he's going to limit his career. The ceiling of his career legacy on the court will be lower than it otherwise would have been. So the question is, where can he get that second title?
And what does he value more?
And what does he value more?
But again, when I hear that analysis show audio about him, he says, my personal goal is to win a second championship. Well, and if you think about how long it took the Milwaukee Bucks to win a championship through 50 years, and then you think about how close they were in 2019, and then Chris getting hurt in 2022 after they had won it, then the injuries the last three years, really.
They had five straight years.
That's so
where
hard
they were the best
to build
team in the NBA.
And they traded. And they leveraged assets.
No, they did
so
everything they could
to
build a championship contender.
If you were Giannis Antetokounmpo, what the hell would you do? If you were Giannis, Kyle.
If I'm Giannis, I'm a loyal person, and I ride it out. So logically, I think Giannis, to be very honest, I think Giannis should leave. Only reason I say he should leave, because there's other opportunities for him to actually win a championship. And the future with the Milwaukee Bucks in the next two seasons looks very bleak. But one thing Giannis and I have in our DNA is we are extremely loyal. I've said it before. I have no interest in working in radio anywhere but Good Karma Brands. I would still be working in higher education if it wasn't for Good Karma Brands. I am loyal to the people that I love and I care about who reciprocate that with me. And I think Giannis has that in his DNA. And I do believe Giannis will be willing to have a little bit of a reset. So then when he gets to age 33, now he has some guys around him. And now in his final couple years of his NBA career, amazing NBA career, he could potentially take some swings at winning the championship.
So you're saying logically he should leave.
Yeah, logically he should
leave. Logically, what do you think, Brad?
I think logically he does two more years in Milwaukee right before his player option. At that point, he will know if the team around him is capable. He's probably got 5 years of peak Giannis left, right? He's 30, 35. He'll still be able to play.
But you think those two years, you're cutting your championship window down yourself.
I think that's the balance between loyalty and competitiveness. I think he'll know at that point, can I win in Milwaukee? If yes, I stay. If no, I go to free agency. And then the free agency team I go to will not have to give up their entire franchise to get me.
But do you waste two years trying to figure that out?
But you likely can enter free agency on a championship-ready team immediately.
Or you can get traded now to a team that makes you an immediate championship. So your championship
opens up your legacy, as you mentioned, that could grow not in Milwaukee.
I will say, worse for the Bucks is Giannis waiting. Because then you get nothing back.
Can I just tell you guys, the only reason we're having this conversation about Giannis staying in Milwaukee is because we are Milwaukee Bucks fans. We're here local. If you're not a fan of the Milwaukee Bucks and you look at this roster, you look at the situation, you look at Dame being hurt, you'd be an idiot to say Giannis should stay. I'm just telling you this right now.
You'd love to see Giannis.
Our loyalty and attachment to the Milwaukee Bucks is the only reason we're rationalizing him staying. If this was another player on a different team, we'd be saying, man, he got to get the hell up out of there. We would be saying
it's true.
That.
You're saying if this exact same situation was happening in Utah or Miami or wherever, but because it's here, we're blind.
There was a time where Kobe was going to lead the Lakers potentially because the Lakers sucked. They didn't build a good enough roster around him for like a year or two.
Was that about the end of his career?
No, that was in the middle of his career.
Where are we at a grief stage, even though nothing's actually happened.
What about I'm not grieving anything until I hear anything definitively coming from Giannis or his camp. I don't care about all these reports of I think or I've heard. No. Until we hear from a source, a legitimate source that says, according to my sources, Giannis told them or Giannis's camp told him. Now, I don't want none of that when I'm hearing from he say, she say. I don't want to hear none of that when it comes to Giannis.
Translation, Kyle is in the denial stage.
What do you mean denial?
Back in 2 minutes.